You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Do you know the real Jesus? That's the question we've been asking. The real one from the pages of your Bible, or have you been taught by possibly well-intentioned men, but deceived men nonetheless, a fake, false, counterfeit Jesus? Because that's the one, that's the Jesus for the masses. And the real one has not been taught. Satan's been very, very busy. See, he'll let you hear about and read about and know about a guy named Jesus as long as it's not the real one, because he's the real Jesus' arch enemy. Now, I laid a bombshell on you the end of last show yesterday, and I'm going to pick it up and give you some verses for the statement I made, because most people are saying and thinking to themselves, this guy is nuts. He's wacko. Where's he getting this garbage? Well, I'm going to tell you where it's coming from. It's coming from the Bible. Don't just listen to me and dismiss it. Please grab your Bible, open it up, and read along and see if I'm lying to you or not. Because maybe you should be doing that when you go to church and see if the guy up there on the pulpit is lying to you or not. I said we do not have immortal souls that go to heaven or hell when we die. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Let's start there. It says, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. In other words, they're dead. They're sleeping. They know nothing. That's right. They know nothing. Read 1 Thessalonians 4:14. And then in 15 it says, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Now, if you're up in heaven when you die and you're floating around on your cloud drinking milk and honey, how are those that alive and remain on the earth? You see, it just doesn't make sense. They've been lying to you. Verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. This is the resurrection, folks. The dead in Christ rise first. Verse 17, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we will always be with the Lord. They're not up in heaven. Jesus doesn't come up to them and say, hey, I need you to go back down on earth, climb in that grave, and wait until you hear the trumpet blowing, and then come up out of the grave. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. But see, when you take common sense and what the Bible says, you'll see these false conclusions are false. Psalms 146 verse 4, it tells us his spirit departs, he returns to his earth, in that very day his plans perish. This is talking about dead people. Your plans are over. Your spirit departs. You're dead. Dead just like Rover. He don't come when you call him no more until Jesus returns. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.